Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 22nd of December, 2024. 22nd of December, the days just seem to be blurring into one at the moment, although days should start getting a little bit longer now. We've gone through our shortest day. It should start just getting a little bit longer, which would be very, very welcome. It means we can do a little bit more on the allotment on the way home from work. Now, I had a really, really successful weekend, actually. Now, as I said on Thursday, a little bit tricky to try and fit everything in at the moment. It's a little bit quiet in the vegetable garden, really. But I went to the allotment and harvested our vegetables from there and harvested a lot of vegetables from here at home as well. And I said on Thursday, I was a little bit concerned because a lot of my root vegetables, you don't really know how they're going to turn out until you harvest them. Well, we were great. We were very, very pleased with what we got. Parsnips, swede, carrots, turnips, decent leeks. Everything turned out really, really well. I'm really pleased with my carrots, though, I have to say. And I've got this huge tray of vegetables that we're going to be using on Christmas Day. Enough to feed an army, I sort of joke to ourselves. We've also got Brussels sprouts that I haven't harvested yet, but I can see those. And then peas, sweet corns and other vegetables that we've stored in the freezer. We've got plenty of food is the point that I'm trying to make. And this actually did really, really pay off. And I say that because we did pop to a supermarket today. It was my niece's birthday celebration. So we popped down and had a bit of a game of bowls with her. And then we popped to a supermarket. We had something in on order in a shop inside the supermarket. And we thought, while we're there, we'll just get the last few bits, things that we can't really grow ourselves, cream and milk, things like that, the things that we just cannot produce here at home. But we got that while we were there. And to say the shop was rammed is an understatement. It was rammed. And that just gave me the reason that we don't, you know, I'm so glad we didn't have to worry about getting vegetables because we had it all at home. But there is something that has been a little bit pointed to me, and that is the fact that some supermarkets are selling vegetables for 8p a bag or something stupid like that. 15p a bag, 8p a bag. I find that really annoying because, well, one, if they're selling it at 8p at Christmas, why can't they sell it all year round at that price? But two, it's also those vegetables are really not going to be full of nutrients. They're going to be really cheap and probably not much flavour. I know our vegetables are going to taste absolutely amazing. So I'm happy with what we've got is the point. And it's probably worked out cheaper than these vegetables as well. So very, very, very happy with that. Some of the vegetables that we're actually using are part of the Supporters Club seeds that we've been growing throughout the year as well, which has also made it all the more worthwhile. Now, today I did sow our aubergine seeds. Now, aubergines are one of those vegetables, like chilies and peppers, they need a long growing period. They do take quite a while to really grow. And that's why I've started them off in December. Now, they do need a bit of heat to get going. So what I've done is I've sown them into my plug plant trainers, plug plant starters, but specifically, if I get my words out, specifically my Germy seed starter trays. These are really, really good, I find, for starting off little seeds. And I've just done one per station. Now, you don't have to use seed starter trays. You could just scatter them on top of a pot and dust them over with a bit of compost or in any plug plant trainer that you may have. It's just because I have the Germies that are available that I have decided to use them. Now, I've given them a covering of about half a centimetre of compost. That should be enough to really cover them and firm them down so that the seed is in contact with the soil. And then I've just placed them in my heated propagators. I don't have thermostats on mine, but we want to get a temperature of about 20 degrees C. Now, if you don't have a heated propagator, I've said this before, but you can just do them above a radiator or indoors somewhere, just where it's not going to get cold. Of course, even if you haven't got your heating on, indoors is still going to be better than outside. You could, of course, leave it to a little bit later on in the year to sow these seeds, but I do recommend you try and get them done as soon as possible because they do benefit from that long growing season. Now, what we're going to do is just continue to grow these on, pot them up as they grow, and try and get them into a bigger and bigger pot as the roots grow through the bottom of the pots that they are growing in. That's kind of, for me, how we know when the roots are growing through the bottom. Just need to keep the soil damp, not sopping wet, just damp. But more importantly is that we keep them warm. These are not going to survive the frost. They're not going to survive the cold. They need to be kept ideally indoors, heated greenhouse if you have it, until about March, and in an unheated greenhouse will be fine. Well, certainly here in where I am, maybe early April if you are up in Scotland, for example. But yeah, keep them in the warm and continue to let them grow. And then come about mid-May, we can plant these outside. Now, I will grow some inside my greenhouse because it's just going to be a little bit warm, and that should give us some earlier crops and should hopefully produce better crops as well and more crops. But it's also worth getting some outside. What I recommend with aubergines, a bit like chilies, grow them against a self-facing wall. That way they're going to capture some more of the heat going into night. They're going to produce better fruits just by doing that one thing. Friend of mine, fellow supporter member as well, her and her husband actually grew chilies and aubergines very, very successfully on a self-facing wall, and it paid off because they ended up with lots and lots of aubergines. And in one of our live streams, it came up and people were quite envious of that because she actually managed to pull it off. So they need lots of sun, lots of warmth, and you should get decent aubergines. Now, in terms of feeding, when they start to flower, we want to use a tomato feed to encourage them to flower and produce food, produce aubergines, of course. So once they start to flower, just feed them with a tomato feed. It's simple as that. Personally, when they're young, I like to use a bit of a seaweed feed just to get them started off. Seaweed feed is a bit more of a foliar spray, but it does take it up through the roots as well. This just encourages good, strong roots, which is ultimately what we want as well. But really, that is how easy it is to grow aubergines. The key thing is that they need warmth and ideally lots of sun. So place them somewhere where they're going to get lots and lots of sun. Self-facing wall will give you the best. The self-facing wall will just reflect heat and light back onto the plant, which makes it all the more worthwhile. Now, talking of light, when they are young, of course, I do have them under grow lights as well. They're under grow lights at the moment. But that's, well, they're not under grow lights at the moment. As soon as they germinate, they'll be under grow lights, is what I should say. Not everybody has grow lights. I do appreciate that. I'm very lucky in that I do have them. What I recommend you do if you don't have grow lights is make sure they're just somewhere where they get plenty of light. You may even have to put a bit of a light reflector, a mirror behind them to reflect even more light back at it, just to encourage some more decent growth. Is it easy as that? I say easy as that. They are a tricky plant to really be successful with, but as I say, that's down to the sun and the warmth. Well, I'm going to wrap this one up for tonight. Now, I will be back on Boxing Day and Thursday. We're going to be sowing our onions, but I just want to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support that you've shown me over the last year, of course, and since you've been a member, really. I'm really enjoying doing the podcasts at the moment. We got lots of plans to really improve things going into the new year, including trying to get the stuff on the website back up and working as we should, things like forums, and trying to make the website a little bit more interactive and giving you guys a lot more content available through our web portal. And just want to make it so that you can visit the website a little bit more and actually get some value out of it as well. I mean, we do quite well with the seeds, but I want to give you more. Anyway, right, I think that's enough babbling on. We're going to come up with lots of options as we go on throughout 2025. But if anybody wants anything, then please do share your ideas. I've got a few ideas that I want to do, but I want to hear yours as well. Well, guys, you take care. Have a great Christmas. And I'll speak to you again on Boxing Day.